This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, March 28th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. U.S. no longer reliable. Lawmakers get HHS news as it happens. GOP senators draw bead on internet funding. Canada holds off for now. Enjoy the weekend because there's a huge week ahead on the trade front. President Donald Trump will announce his reciprocal tariffs and also make a decision on the scope of existing tariffs on Canada and Mexico. Meanwhile, U.S. export markets are already scrambling to respond to Trump's new duties on cars and trucks. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney had some tough words yesterday for the U.S., but he said his government would wait until next week to respond to the vehicle tariffs. Take note, Carney said the U.S. is, quote, no longer reliable partner on trade. He suggested Canada would respond by looking to deepen trade ties with other countries. A former Canadian trade official argued at a webinar yesterday that deeper engagement with other affected countries could prove critical for the country's ag sector. Tyler Bjornson said Canada can capitalize on U.S. frictions with its trade partners by taking on a leadership role in engaging with powers like Brazil, Indonesia, Japan, and Mexico. I believe in the future it's these middle powers that Canada should be bringing together and talking about agri-food trade-related items, he said. HHS cuts are news to some lawmakers. Some lawmakers were caught off guard by the Department of Health and Human Services announcement to reduce its workforce by 20,000. The plan, released yesterday, includes a cut of 3,500 employees from the Food and Drug Administration. Senator John Hovind of North Dakota, who chairs the Appropriations Subcommittee that sets the FDA budget, said he was not told about the cuts ahead of time. His staff is now examining them. He said it's unclear if Martin McCary, who was confirmed as FDA commissioner on Tuesday night, had input on the staffing cuts. Hovind said he plans to follow up with McCary soon on the reorganization. We understand they want to make reductions, find waste, fraud, and abuse, but we want to look at it, Hovind said. This is a process, and I think you're going to see it go back and forth. Make sure that we have people in the places where we need them. Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee Chair Bill Cassidy of Louisiana found out about the cuts during breakfast with HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. about the same time the announcement went out. Another view? Well, Agriculture Committee member Roger Marshall of Kansas said he spoke with Kennedy before the news broke and believes the Hill was appropriately notified. Kennedy told him that the people being let go are not, quote, critical to the mission. Under the last administration, there was a large number of employees added at HHS, Marshall said, so I think certainly we came in here in a bloated number. But there are still concerns. Brian Ronholm, director of food policy for Consumer Reports, said he's worried food programs will face the brunt of the staff cuts because they're among the few areas not mainly supported by private user fees. While the announcement said no food inspectors would be affected, Ronholm said a number of support staff could still be terminated, affecting food safety and public health. Kennedy, McCary, and others in the Make America Healthy Again movement have emphasized their desire to review and remove food chemicals, but consumer groups warn staffing cuts could hinder those efforts. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Senators want broadband funding reforms. 13 Senate Republicans are urging the Trump administration to remove Biden-era requirements for broadband projects under the BEAD program. In a letter, the senators asked Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick to remove labor and climate provisions from the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program. The senators also are targeting requirements that they say favor government-owned networks, other private investment, and guidelines that prioritize certain technologies over others. These regulations undermine the very purpose of the BEAD program. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, a South Dakota Republican who led the letter, said in a floor speech yesterday, "Take note, former BEAD program director Evan Feinman recently warned in a departing letter that extensive changes to the program will only delay rolling out broadband projects. He also wrote that some provisions inserted by the prior administration were for messaging or political purposes and had little impact on how the program has been implemented. The National Telecommunications and Information Administration has approved all state plans for use of the $42.45 billion BEAD money." Dems pressure USDA on contracts. Senator Cory Booker, the New Jersey Democrat, and Representative Gabe Vasquez, the New Mexico Democrat, leading a bill that would force USDA to release all funding for contracts with farmers. The Honor Farmer Contracts Act would require the department to unfreeze funding for and implement all agreements and contracts entered into by the department. The bill also would prohibit closure of any Natural Resources Conservation Service or Farm Service Agency offices or Rural Development Service Center without 60 days notice to Congress. Other bill sponsors include California Democrat Senator Adam Schiff. He says, quote, "Our producers must be able to count on USDA to live up to their word and their contracts." Newsmakers features discussion on trade and immigration. Tune in to AgriPulse Newsmakers today for a discussion about how Trump's trade and immigration policies could affect ag producers with Jaime Castaneda from the National Milk Producers Federation and Cassandra Cabal from the Tory Advisory Group. Plus, AgriPulse Editor-in-Chief Phil Brasher provides commentary on the top issues in Washington. Newsmakers will be available later today at AgriPulse.com. Here's today's final word. The question needs to be asked, are we letting the bureaucracy stand in the way of results and solutions? Many folks feel disrupted by this. I get that. But I also think that the American taxpayer expects us to be more efficient. That Representative Adrian Smith, a Nebraska Republican on the news that some foreign aid cuts killed programs dedicated to fighting zoonotic disease. "I think the FDA has a large amount of efficiency problems. I think they can leverage technology better. I think they can become more efficient." That the word of Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas when asked about food chemical staffing. "And if we need to hire more, we will. I think they're going too far, too fast. They didn't have a plan. They're just chopping heads." And that the word of Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois about the HHS cuts. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, March 28th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.